Good to have you company today. And the rental man, Ian Morrison, is here in the studio. And it's the 30th of June. Lo and behold, can't believe it's half a year already. Can't believe how quickly this year has gone already, they say. Very soon we'll be starting to say it's Christmas. So, Ian, good morning. And apparently it's that time of year again, tax time.
Good morning, Shane. Good morning, listeners. And yes, it is the end of the financial year, and that means it's time to get prepared to submit your annual taxation return to the Australian Taxation Office. Best to get it done sooner than later, in my view, but there are a few things that owners of rental properties particularly need to consider.
Oh, I'm sure there are, Ian, as opposed to your normal wages and expenses type of returns, I imagine. What would they be?
Correct, Shane. These involve items like property management fees, council rates and water expenses, repairs and maintenance that may have been required during the year, insurance premiums and depreciation on things like fixtures, fittings and the building itself. To be clear and sure of what you can actually claim, it is important that you sit down with your accountant or take advice from a qualified specialist and get your return to accurately reflect your final end year position on each and every rental property in your portfolio.
Bit of a list there, Ian. Must be a bit involved to get prepared, or is there a preparation we can do?
Ah, yes, Shane, there is. There's a bit to be dealt with, so best to be prepared by getting an appreciation schedule ordered and completed if you haven't already. These really should be done at the time you first put the property into the rental market, so best to have one on file in any case. Also, having your documents compiled in decent order is important, like your rates notices and water invoices for the year, insurance policy renewal receipts, all maintenance invoices, and any deductible improvement receipts like new appliances, a stove, a hot water unit, for example, and evidence of any renovations as opposed to general maintenance is important. It is recommended that all these items should be compiled during the year, incidentally, to avoid that last-minute scramble that we hear a lot of. You would be surprised how many clients or their accountants approach us seeking copies of statements, invoices, and other items as listed above. These are things that we've already sent during the year, including a full taxation summary at end year processing, but they somehow managed to lose them. I actually had one client some time ago who constantly asked for these documents. And when I suggested she simply keep everything we sent her during the year in a file, or even just move them all to a desktop folder, she told me that she just checks them each month and then deletes them to keep her inbox clear. So I guess the lesson is, be organised, be methodical, and be prepared for when the tax man comes knocking, because he just might, and you do not want to be that person that can't show all is in order, Shane.
A long time ago, there were three wise men, but how lucky we are one of them. Found his way into Moreton Bay, and Ian Morrison, you're one of them too. He's the rental man, keeping our community connected. And don't forget to stay tuned to 101.5 FM website to listen in again to this advice once again, 101.5fm.com.